Good afternoon. Thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ, with whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Yeah, my name is Steve. How are you?
Good. How are you today, Steve?
Good, good. The reason why I'm calling, I'm not even going to get into who I have right now for my internet provider and that, but I got a question.
Sure.
I live up off of Glasgow Turnpike, off of like 212 area. Do you supply service to that area?
So some parts of Glasgow Turnpike we do. I would need more of a house number in order to appropriately.
It's Timberwall Road.
Timberwall?
Yeah, road.
Okay. Bear with me as I pull up the information.
Yeah.
And is that technically Kingston or Saugerties?
No, it's Saugerties. It would actually be 130 Timberwall Road.
Okay. Is there a specific lot number?
13.
Okay, perfect. Let me just take a look here as to what the in-service date is. So it's looking like mid to late November. It's showing us in-service date of November 21st, 2024.
Okay, so and that's a definite?
Yeah, that's the expected. So that's the expected in-service date. If we do run into some issues, that may be pushed back just by a couple of weeks. But typically, we don't run into many issues.
Okay. And you, I mean, the number I called, it's an 844 number. You guys are here in the States, correct? You're not
yes.
a Canadian company.
Actually,
Canadian
no.
Company.
So we're headquartered in Kingston.
Right, I see that. That's 300 Enterprise Drive.
Enterprise Drive, correct, yes. So we're actually all made up of locals. Our after-hours team is not local, but otherwise all of our regular hour teams are completely from the area.
And the service that, when it happens, when the service you're going to provide, I mean, it's obviously internet.
Yes.
What about, like, the cell phone and home, like, the landline phones?
So we do offer landline service for $24.99. per month. We do not provide any TV, however.
Oh, no TV.
No, unfortunately not.
Oh, what?
We have Sling. We don't.
Oh, yeah, no, that's all right.
Oh, yeah, if you guys have Sling, then that's perfect.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm thinking. I got excited here because we're definitely going to be calling you back in probably mid-November.
Okay.
You know, looking to hook up with you guys for sure.
Yeah,
absolutely. We look forward to it. Right now we're having a promotion where if you sign up for auto pay through your checking account and paperless billing, you get a $10 discount for 2 years. And there's no contracts, there's no cancellation fees, and all of our taxes and fees are included in the price.
All right, so you say for 2 years. So because the flyer I got, it states $69.99. So that would be $59.99? Or
no, so that would be the $69.99 if you sign up for the auto pay and paperless billing.
Right.
Because our normal price is $79.99 for our 1 gig.
Yeah. My next question. After the 2 year period, what's your base rate at service?
It would go back to the $79.99 as of from what our current prices are.
Oh, okay. And it says that up to 1,000 MPGs. And that, is that right off the get-go, or you guys start with lower and then you pay if you want to
higher? No, that's right off the get-go. The speed is, there's no cap limit. There's no limit on how much data you use. It's more of like how fast the speed is. So like if you have a slow speed, you'll notice that your web pages will take forever to load, or your streaming services, they'll buffer. Us, with 1,000 megabytes per second, it's 1,000 megabytes per second down, 1,000 megabytes per second upload. So you're never going to have any kind of a slowdown, whether it's sending people large emails with all your photos and videos, or if you're uploading to Facebook with all of your new photos from an event that you were just at.
I've been banned from Facebook.
I can completely understand.
Yeah, my wife is sitting here with me. Let me just ask her a quick question.
Yeah.
You want to just give me the name, and then we could just...
If they want to call when it's available, and then we can work.
Yeah, because listen, I wasn't going to mention it, but now I'd be happy to. We're dealing with Spectrum, and they suck.
Yeah, I've heard.
They're speed. They give you one thing, and then they come up with this other. Like I said, that's why I asked you about the MPGs or MVPs, because they started out giving us the higher one, and it was like 400 and something, which was okay.
Oh, my goodness.
And then all of a sudden, you start out to pay more, and it seemed that it seemed to lower. Like everything was running slower, and the buffering, like you said.
That's what we try to be as upfront and transparent as possible. So
my wife's asking any hidden taxes or fees or anything.
No, not at all. That's completely included in the price. So you'll pay the $69.99, not a penny more. If you have no other services other than the internet, that's all you're gonna pay.
And the internet and the phone is what we would use, the landline.
So then if you're adding the landline, it would be $69.99 plus the $24.99, which would bring you to about
$94.98 per month. My wife is kind of giving me the eyeball here. She's going to break my arm if I don't give you my full name and get you my name on the list, because we want to take advantage of this offer. But as soon as it comes out in November, if when it comes out and it's in the area, you guys automatically give me a call. Let me know that the service is set and available now.
What we would be able to do right now is go ahead and pre-order. What that means is that we go through the order process, and then we call you when it's time to schedule.
Perfect. So any information you need, I'll give it to you right now. And is there a fee for hookup and installation?
No, there's no fees for the installation. Normally, it would be a $99 service fee, but we have that waived completely, because right now we're all about building our network.
I'm not really tech savvy, but now you guys are doing it's fiber optic.
Yes,
correct. So I'm used to coaxial cable and all of that stuff. Has it actually? It's still run through cable, Mike. Correct.
So it is still a cable, but it's not the same as what coaxial is. So the data is emitted through pulses of light.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Do you remember when you would see those at those events, you'd see those cart pushers that would have all the toys that you could buy and everything?
Yeah.
And they had those one little excuse me, it's like a little fan, but it was fiber optic, and they had all the little fibers that were sticking up, and then it would get really bright at the end.
I know exactly what you're saying.
It's a similar concept. So fiber optic cables, the light goes through as pulses of light, and it pushes the data through, which makes it that much faster than coaxial, because coaxial is mostly copper based.
Right. We'll be notified ahead of time so I can get rid of my previous.
Yes. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through the pre-order process right now, if that's okay. I'll ask you all the questions that normally get asked during the order process, and then it will save that in our system so that when it's time to be scheduled, all that needs to be done is scheduled.
I do have another.
Yeah, sure.
I'm sorry to cut
you
off. Another question. When they came out, I purchased a mobile home 12, 13 years ago. It's a mobile home park. And I bought this home, and I took all the old cable out and everything. And I had called them, and actually it was Time Warner at the time. And they came up to install. These guys, I'm not going to say they destroyed my home, but they drilled holes from the outside of the home straight through the wall. And all the cable coaxials out on the outside of my home. Will these guys be able, with a mobile home, to run it under the home and up through the floor if need be or whatever?
Yeah.
I don't want the cable on the outside. It gets in the way. That's why. I mean, even if I was, if they were to drop the cable wire to me, I would get it underneath.
You can't because you have a surgery.
Oh, right. I'm getting surgery. I can't.
I know that feeling. There's a lot of things I can't do either because I have to get surgery too.
Yeah. So, the cable wire that's here has been here for 13 years, and they've been here, I don't know how many times, to replace, for the different TVs and all of that. But, to get them hooked it up, I would prefer to have it underneath the home. I can pull out panels and all of that, whatever they need, but,
Yeah, absolutely. I can definitely make a note of that.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. If they have to go through the same holes these guys put in back when, then we'll do that. But that's here nor there. So let's get started with the
order process.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you for coming to Kingston, because I've been waiting years to get rid of Spectrum, but nobody else.
I don't blame you. Actually, we made Kingston our headquarters. We started focusing immediately on the Hudson Valley because, you know, I mean, New York City has had fiber for how long? And then us, we're just kind of left in the dust. I live in Dutchess, and yet I still have no cell signal where I live, which is kind of mind-blowing considering what year we're in.
Oh, wow. Well.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting situation when you're driving down County Route 19 and you got zero signal even for emergency services.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary, really.
As far as the service for the phone service, that's, I mean, like Spectrum offers, you can go through Spectrum and put your mobile through Spectrum. Is that what you're saying?
No, so we only offer landline. We don't offer any cell phone.
Okay, all right, no problem.
Yeah, at the moment, all we offer is the internet and then the
the landline.
Yes.
That's fine.
All right, perfect. Okay, and so if you don't mind me asking, how large is your home approximately in square footage? How large would you say your home is in square footage?
I believe it's 900 square feet.
Okay. Nope, the reason I ask is just because we do offer Wi-Fi extenders for $8 a month. Your first one, if you were to need one, is completely free, so I just wanted to make you aware of that at this time.
Well, you know what? Let me ask you another question. And while you mention about that, I have a security system in my home.
Yes.
I have a couple of baby bonds, but my phone is out there. My cameras, which are probably about 40 feet away and stuff like that. I do get a lot of drop signals on that, on the ones that are further out.
That's interesting.
You know, to the Spectrum. I mean, is there a limit as to how much I can run off of the Wi-Fi?
No. Typically, no. But we do recommend if you're upwards of like 30 plus devices, we do recommend that you get at least one Wi-Fi extender
to
kind of offset the traffic, so to speak. Because if you think about it this way, the way that bandwidth works is it's kind of like a highway. So if you only have like two lanes of highway and then you've got like 20 cars trying to get onto that highway, you're going to experience a bit of a slowdown because the signal's trying to get to so many cars all at once, right?
Right.
So that's when we do typically expect, hey, you should probably get an extender just to offset the amount that's traffic that's kind of zipping into, from a larger highway into a smaller one, so to speak.
Right. Well, you said that the first extender was free, but that's to have it, but then you pay a monthly fee for it, correct?
No, so the first one is included. If you were, right now we're running the promotion where your first wireless access point is included with your monthly speed package, that would be your router. A second extender is available at no cost for our 1 gig and 2 gig packages for residential subscribers. There are many factors involved with deciding number and placement of these extenders, and it will ultimately be decided by yourself and your Archtop fiber technician on the day of your install.
I definitely would want that option for the free extender for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have like 20 things.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll definitely make a note that you would like one extender. And then, of course, the technician will go over here's where the best placement would be so that it can reach those hard to reach cameras, for example.
Right.
And then you stated that you wanted to add landline voice service. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And did you want to keep your current phone number if you already have a phone number?
Yes. Yes.
What is your current phone number, please?
845-246-4293.
Perfect.
Yeah, I think if I had another number, I wouldn't remember it anyway. I'm too old.
No worries.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wouldn't need any telephone jacks installed, right?
No, I mean, I got the jacks here. I haven't really had any problems with the landline. I also, because I, like I said, my wife and I both, you know, we're up in age now, and we got one of those, what's that called, the button thing? Monitor alert, you know. I've fallen and I can't get up.
Oh, okay, like Life Alert, yeah, for example?
It's a Life Alert system, and I definitely, you know, with the system, you know, I do need the jack. I have it all set up, so
okay.
All my jacks seem to be working fine, so that I don't need any of that.
Okay, perfect. And then you don't need any additional phone lines, right?
No.
Okay.
Well, we do have additional ones, but they don't care, right? Extensions.
No,
we're
talking about like actual like phone line where you know, like you have more than one like house number.
Yeah. No, we don't need that.
Okay. And then, do you own or rent your current property?
I own the home and I rent the property.
Okay. Do you have the property owner's name?
Yes. I'll give you it's Fonzie Associates.
What? How do you spell the first part?
Sanci.
Okay. And then Associates.
If you don't find it well under that, you should. Or it could be on the SRS Property LLC.
Okay, SRS.
Property LLC.
Do you happen to have their phone number by chance?
Yeah, if you can hold on for a moment.
Yeah, no worries. Take your time.
I just got to get into my phone book. You're still there, right?
Absolutely.
Give me a minute here. That number will be 845-853-8250.
Perfect. And then how are your current utility wires feeding your home, such as the Central Hudson? I know your Spectrum, you stated that they drilled a hole, but are they typically on the property? Are they buried or are they through the air?
Yeah, no, they're buried.
Okay.
No, well, the only thing I got through here is the Spectrum line, but all my utilities are on the ground. I have a meter right by my home, and then there's a main pole that has mine and my neighbor's meter for them to read. But,
okay.
You know.
Perfect. And then is your billing address different than your service address?
No. It's, I don't know if you have you got the whole thing right, 130 Timberwall Road, Lot 13.
Yes, that's correct.
That is Saugerties.
Yes, I have that down already.
Okay.
And then who are we putting the bill under?
Under me, Stephen Gracia.
Is that with a V or a PH?
It's with a V.
And how do I spell your last name?
It's INGRASSIA.
Perfect. So that's INGRASSIA.
Correct.
All right. Awesome. Thank you very much for that, Steve.
Yeah, no problem.
And do you happen to have an email address by chance? This is also going to be your username for you to be able to log into your online portal where you'll be able to view your billing statements. You'll be able to make changes to your account if you need to. And if you need to ever edit your auto pay settings, you can also do so that way.
Sure. It's S is in Sam, T is in Thomas, E is in Edward, K is in Kite, A is in Apple, T is in Thomas, the number 3@hotmail.com.
Perfect. Awesome. So that's S as in Sam, T as in Thomas, E as in Edward, K as in Kite, A as in Apple, T as in Thomas, the number 3@hotmail.com.
Correct.
And then the 246-4293, did you want that as your primary or secondary number?
That'll be the primary number.
Okay. Because I wasn't sure if you wanted the primary number to be your cell phone, because we do sometimes have to make a call to update you on your order status. Some people like to get text messages with regards to those.
Can that be done both ways? I mean,
no.
Or no?
I don't want to text you.
I understand that.
Give me your cell phone.
Typically, when it comes to sending out the text, we would need the cell phone as primary.
Right. All right. Let's do that then. Make the cell the primary. I don't know if you have it.
381. I don't.
845-389-4661.
Perfect. And I'll put the landline that you gave me as the secondary. And then how did you want us to contact you prior to your installation and for any future notifications regarding your account? Did you want to do the text?
Yeah, do the text. That's great.
Okay. And then just so that you're aware, text messaging, when it comes to that, when you opt in for that, it's account specific only. We don't send any advertisements unless you were to authorize that. And also message and data rates may apply, but typically most people have the unlimited plans. So yeah. I think that typically applies to the paper text plans.
Oh, yeah, right. No, that's what we do. Everything we do now is, unlimited. And as far as the auto pay online, and we do the paperless.
Perfect. So. Okay. And then as far as the next step on this, we do need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. It does not affect your credit score at all. We don't see anything with regards to your credit score. The only thing it does is tell us whether there's a deposit required, and it lets us know whether you're at risk of not paying your bill.
Yeah, it probably ain't going to be too good because my credit score, I got a little bit of an issue. You know, a lot of medical bills. I actually had to file a bankruptcy. But
oh, my.
My wife had it 2 years ago. My wife had an open brain craniotomy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, bless you for still being with us.
Thank you.
Because I know my aunt, she had glioblastoma late in her years. She was, I think she was like 67. When she passed. But it was completely unexpected. Like, nobody knew she had it for so long.
Yeah. No, my wife, she had the surgery. She was 63. For a brain aneurysm, which is pretty large. She still has a brain tumor.
I'm good, though.
Yeah. you look at it, you won't believe it. But.
Oh, yeah. I believe it.
Yeah, she's that. I mean, I want to see how that goes because of everything we've been through here.
So it is up to you if you want to go through with a credit check or not. But if you want to bypass the credit check, doing so would automatically require you to pay that $50 deposit.
Yeah,
we'll try it. I know I did go up a couple of points
on
it, so I'll give it a shot. And if not, then I know I got to pay an extra $50. That's all.
Yeah, and that will happen today as far as that goes when it comes to the deposit, but it only gets held for 12 months and then it gets returned to you either as a statement credit or it will be returned to you in the form of a check.
I can't do that right now. I can't fork out any money right now.
No. Okay.
We can definitely try
the credit check. If it does force us to do the deposit, then at that point we'll just kind of hold on to the information. When you're ready, we can definitely move forward at that point.
That would be great. Yeah, because I mean, I just got my car payment to some other medical bills we've been paying. I got my insurance, my Social Security, and
absolutely
depleted us. So it's,
No worries.
I mean, we're on some hard times. Not that bad, but this is the reason, too, that we want to go with you guys because you got a better offer, better price.
And
I
agree. It's like what I was paying for my cable. They were charging me minimum $130 for the 1 gig plan. And I don't even see the full gig, personally.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's definitely not fun when it comes to paying such a high price.
It can hurt you. And the thing is that you need it. We pay all bills online, and stuff.
Absolutely. And then whenever you're ready, I am ready for your social, Stephen. Again, it's completely confidential. I type it in once. All I do is submit, and then it tells me whether a deposit is required or not.
All right. Before we get into this, though, I'm going to have your first, your last name, and your address so that if there's a problem with it, then I know who to come to.
Absolutely. Well, I can give you my name.
My wife's looking at me. She said, you're such a jerk. All right.
I'm the one who had the brain surgery.
Are you ready for it?
Yes.
All right, 091-48-5844.
All right, perfect. Submitting that now. All right, perfect. It does show that there is a deposit required. So what I'll do is I will just save the report number because that's the only thing that we do need when it comes to these. And at that point, whenever you're ready to move forward, I'll have the report number so that we can go ahead and put that down so we don't have to run a credit check again.
That would be awesome because this way, too, between. Now, as far as this hookup, that would be the initial, the 50 plus the $69.99, for the phone, and the 24 for the phone.
Yes.
Okay. And
so it wouldn't all be on the same day, no. So when it comes to that, excuse me, when you call back when you're able to provide that $50 deposit, we're not going to charge you for the plan. Your billing statement, your billing cycle does not start until the day it is installed. So the $50 deposit would be taken out the day that you sign up and do the full order. But so like if you had it today, then the $50 deposit would come out today. But you wouldn't be paying for your plan until once your service starts.
Right.
Does that make sense?
So, no, it does. So what you're saying is then nothing moves forward. You won't even call me back until I call you that I gave you a $50 deposit. Or because you said in November. So let's say.
Yes.
In November, I got the money. Or you call me back.
Well, I wouldn't know when you have it. That's the thing. It would be easier if you call me when you do have it. Or what I can do is I can write down a date for me to reach out to you.
Yes, that would be, let's say, November 3rd. We'll do that.
If you can do that, November 3rd, can you write that?
November 3rd, so 11-3.
Yeah.
Let me just check to see what day of the week that is. So that would be a Sunday. So would you prefer me to call you on the 4th?
Yeah, that'll be fine. Yeah, the 4th. That's when all the checks come in, retirement checks.
Right,
that's
paid out all the bills for
them. Absolutely. Yeah, and I can set myself a reminder to give you a call on the 4th, and that way we can continue with the order. And then that way, when it comes closer to, I said it was the 21st November, yeah. So when it comes closer to the 21st November, you'll definitely get a second call from me to go ahead and get you scheduled.
Very good. Wonderful. That sounds awesome. Sorry, when you answered the phone, my wife and I decided ourselves that there's a Kingston company, Fiber Optics, and then they said that, they cover the store. And when you answered, I didn't catch your name. What was your name?
CJ. So I go by CJ. It's my initials. It's C as in cat, J as in joy.
Easy enough. Yep.
Yeah,
okay.
It's much easier than my actual first name.
Because
Clotilde is a little hard to remember.
No, that's definitely easier for me to remember. Yeah, my wife said, so there's my wife's asking, so there is no other hidden charges on this?
No, none whatsoever. So it would just be the internet. If you sign up for the auto pay with the paperless billing, the internet itself would be the $69.99.
Correct.
And then you would have the $24.99 for the landline.
Okay, awesome.
So what that would come out to is $94.98, and that's the total. That's taxes are included. Any kinds of fees that would normally be associated with it are included, and there's no rental fee for the modem or router, so that's also included in your price.
Awesome. And I mean, you guys, this is the first time I heard of you guys. I know you're just starting up in the area, but how long has this company actually been in business?
So we've actually been around for several years. We've just been kind of on the down low, so to speak, because we were working on the infrastructure and getting all the permits for all the construction in every town.
Yeah, no, I'm sure.
Which that itself takes time, but everybody that has been with the company so far has worked in this field for many, many years.
Okay, awesome.
And we'll definitely be getting
it. Well, CJ, I appreciate your time very much. And
oh, of course, anytime.
I'm glad I got this letter in the mail today, and you know, it's gonna do two things for me and my wife as well, which is great.
Absolutely,
so,
Steve.
Thank you again. I appreciate
thank
it.
You,
of course.
From you on the 4th.
Absolutely. On the 4th, you will definitely get a call from
me.
What time is the best time for me to reach out to you? I don't want to, like, disturb any, like, daily routines.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
You still there?
Oh, I'm still here. Are you able to hear me?
No.
Steve? Steven?
Where?
Hello?
Steven, can you hear me?
Yes.
Are you able to hear me? No, I'm still here if you're able to hear me. Can you hear me? Are you able to hear me, Steve?
It's not here yet anyway. That's why I said I'm not going to do it now. I'm not letting no money out, so I know they're fucking legit.
Steve?
We'll save $20 a month to unload Time Warner.
Steve, are you able to hear me?
As far as I'm concerned, it's worth unloading. And you're going to get that $50 back at the end of the 12 months.
Steven? Steve, are you able to hear me?
They'll be raising it again soon. At least again, you guarantee the cheaper.